this thing that you see in streams mostly, sometimes people use them for fish bait. You can't eat them, they're especially in the Gulf area. They look like little lobsters. They got claws, you know, but they're small things.
Not crab.
No, it's not crab. You see them in streams along there, you know, they're supposed to swim backwards or something like that.
I don't know.
Crawdad, crawfish, crayfish.
Well, I think that in some branches or somewhere in here they find those things.
What would they be called?
Any
of those?
Crawfish, I think, is what they call them.
Lisa, ask you about a few insects. You know, sometimes at night you'll see a lot of insects flying around a light bulb or something like that. Do you have any idea what those things would be called?
I call them pests.
Yeah.
They would be mosquitoes and other things too. Gnats, not gnats in particular, but mostly around here, they're mosquitoes.
Yes, ma'am. Ever heard of anything called a candle fly?
Yes.
Would that be, you know, what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And these things that are bad to eat holes in your clothes unless you wash them.
They are moths.
Yes, ma'am. One insect that I hadn't seen in quite a while flies around and it flashes on and off, you know.
A lightning bug.
Do you see those around here very much?
Yeah, we have those.
And, an insect that you see around ponds and lakes. It's got kind of a long, thin body and transparent wings. And a lot of the times it lights on your pole and you have to twitch it off.
Dragonfly?
I heard people call it a dragonfly, anything else? Sometimes people say it's a sign that if you see one, it's a sign that snakes are around.
I never heard that before. No, I don't know what else they call them.
You ever heard of a mosquito hawk or a snake doctor?
Well, I've heard mosquito hawk, but not a snake doctor. I never heard there were signs of snakes around.
Oh, let me tell you, one fellow, when he said snake doctor, I asked him why they're called snake doctors. And he said, well, you're supposed to, every time you see a snake doctor, you're supposed to kill it. Because if you don't, if a snake doctor finds a snake that's sick or dying, he'll cure it. He'll heal it. That's why they call it a snake doctor.
Lord have mercy. That's something, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, that's about the only explanation I've ever got.
For a snake doctor.
I don't know how reliable that would be. Or what about some insects around here that are bad to sting you?
Like wasp and yellow jackets.
Yes, ma'am.
You ever hear of those?
Sure. Do you have these things that make these great big round paper nests in trees? Really have a bad sting?
Hornets?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess we do, but usually it's out there and in the woods. They're not around much. I haven't had any contact with any of those lately. But wasps, and they'll get in these